Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1384 in the writing. It's shiur number 536. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle. We started recently the halachas of Kedima Bebrachas, which brachas have priority over others, and so on. Okay, so below, so now we're going to start listing, actually, the general order of brachas and try and go through and see, you know, how we could apply and everything as we go down the road. Then we're going to proceed to the details of each bracha and how it works. Okay, so the correct order to start out with, at least from the top order of it, we're not going to go all through all the brachas today, but at least the top part of the correct order in brachas should be recited is always Hamoitzi. The bracha of Hamoitzi would come first. Bracha of Hamoitzi always comes first. And in general, it's not so applicable because if you're sitting down to wash anyways, you're making Hamoitzi and not making the other brachas, but that does take precedence over everything else in general. Okay, when it would apply. But like we said, in general, you're sitting down to make the amoitzi, so everything is inclusive anyways, unless you're eating fruits or various different desserts and different things during the meal anyways. Sometimes they would need a bracha, depending on, you know, the fruits would need a bracha anyways in general, but be it as it may, but the amoitzi does take the precedence. Now, if one is not making the amoitzi, then we're going to say that mezonos, the bracha mezonos, will take precedence over other brachas. So let's say you're eating something that needs a motzi, let's say a piece of cake, right? And you're eating possibly some fruits or whatever the case might be, right? You have to make a eitz, have to make a mezonos. So then the mezonos would take precedence over everything else. Assuming that, you know, it's whatever. I could eat the fruit first, I could eat the cake first, whatever. But then you're supposed to eat taka the cake first, or to make at least the bracha on the cake. You don't have to eat up the whole cake. It's just about the bracha itself. You take a bracha, you make the bracha, and start eating. You know, then you could go ahead and make the bracha on the ha'etz or anything else you want to make a bracha on. You don't have to actually finish up all the cake that's in front of you. It's just a question about making which bracha first. And of course, once you make the bracha, you take a bite and so on, and then you can move on to the next item if need be. Okay. Now, after reciting the mezonos, which bracha would come first if it's negeil amaisa in conjunction with brachas and you have these items? So then if one is drinking wine or grape juice, the bracha of hagafen would come next. The bracha of hagafen should be recited after the mezonos. Now, the exception to this rule would be, of course, when we're dealing with Kiddush on Shabbos. Well, now, as far as during the week, if somebody's going to drink a Hagafen for whatever the reason is, and they're going to drink wine, they're going to drink grape juice, and they're going to have some cake, so then the mezonos, if one is drinking wine or grape juice, right, the mezonos should be recited, the Hagafen should be recited after the mezonos will come first. But the exception to the rule would be, like we said, Shabbos, Kiddush, person, and since the reason is, in other words, a person has to make Kiddush on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, right? So since one is not allowed to eat without reciting or hearing Kiddush from somebody else, so therefore the bracha of Hagafen would come first in that case. This would be an exception to the rule, right? We're going to see that various different times. There are various different exceptions, and this will be one because on Shabbos, right, during the week, I want to eat some cake and drink wine, so fine, so I make the mezonos first, and then I'll make the Hagafen. But on Shabbos, you have to make the Hagafen first because of the fact that it's not just a question of the Bar Pri Hagafen, it's a question of that is Kiddush, and without the Kiddush, or actually Kiddush B'Makom Suda, right, let's say you have cake, a person's not sitting down to wash right now, and their Kiddush B'Makom Suda would be cake, right, so then even so, in that case also, a person first makes the Hagafen, you're going to make Kiddush, whether it's Friday night or whether it's by day, whatever the case might be, the Hagafen will come first in either case, and then would come the Hamotzi. During the week, one should follow the order, like we said, that then the Mezonos will come first, and then the Hagafen will come first. Okay, these halachas are found in Simon, our Simon we're going to be working from, the Kedima B'Brachas, the Simon Reish Yud Aleph. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.